بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, mothers and sisters, on one occasion there was the scholar who entered the masjid and after ascending the pulpit, addressing the congregants, he says, my brothers, I have two messages for you. I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is we now have sufficient funding to complete the masjid project. That's the good news. Now comes the bad news. The bad news is the money is still in your pockets. So it is the inherent desire of each and every human being on the face of this earth to excel on all fronts. Whether male or female, he or she wishes to be the most handsome, the most beautiful, the most intelligent, the most wise. But the dilemma that the world is facing today is the definition of wealth, the definition of wisdom, the definition of intelligence, the definition of beauty is forever changing. So he was the wealthiest man walking on the earth. Today there's somebody who's wealthier than him. She was the most beautiful woman. Today there's somebody who's more beautiful than her. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and there was a group of men that appeared before the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there were 10 of them in this gathering. So one of them stood up. فَقَامَ رَجْلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ One of them stood up and he said, O Nabi of Allah, can I ask you a question? So Nabi alayhi salam said, go ahead. What is the question? مَنْ أَكْيَسُ النَّاسِ وَأَحْزَبُ النَّاسِ It's a famous narration. Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? Who is the most learned man and what constitutes wisdom? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately responded by saying, أَكْثَرُهُمْ ذِكْرًا لِلْمَوْتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِسْتَعْدَادًا لِلْمَوْتِ أُولَٰئِكَ الْأَكْيَاسِ ذَهَبُوا بِشَرَفِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَامَةِ الْآخِرَةِ That the one who lives a life in the preparation of death, number one. Number two, the one who lives his life and he prepares for the journey of Akhirah, he is the most intelligent man walking on Mother Earth. You know the couplets of Imam Shafi'i, I mentioned it many a times. You know what he used to say? That وَقَدْ مَاتَ قَوْمٌ وَمَا مَاتَتْ مَكَارِمُهُمْ وَعَاشَ قَوْمٌ وَهُمْ فِي النَّاسِ أَمْوَاتُ That some people have physically died, but their character has kept them alive. Some people have physically died, but their legacy has kept them alive. Some people are physically alive, but their character and their legacy have killed them before they have physically died. What profound words. Madrasa Ziaul Badr is a manifestation, like our respected Maulana Ahmed Aku had mentioned earlier on, that the seeds that are being planted, we have seen people benefiting from the shade of these seeds within a short space of time. Allah Ta'ala accept the effort of Mawlana Qari Musa and his team for the amazing work that is taking place. Allah take this institution from strength to strength. Friends and elders, I've been asked to speak for approximately 25 minutes and I'll try and wrap up, and I hope at the conclusion of my discourse I could leave behind some positive message that we could all take with us, you know, on this blessed night. When the verse of Quran was revealed, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا Who is there who will give a debt to Allah that Allah will multiply it many folds? Study the tafsir of this verse. There was one sahabi by the name of Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He comes to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, O Nabi of Allah, Is Allah asking for a loan despite Allah being independent? Is Allah asking for a loan despite Allah being independent? Nabi alayhi salam responded by saying that Na'am yuridu ay yudkhilakum al-jannata bihi. Indeed, you have heard correct. Allah does not need the money, but Allah is providing you with an added opportunity to enter you and your family into the gardens of Jannah. He said, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I make you my witness. I make you my witness. I have two gardens. Ihdahuma bil aliya wal ukhra bis safila. One is in a place called Aliya, the other is in a place called Safila. Ja'altuhuma qardan lillah. I give both these gardens on the name of Allah, and in lieu of this, I am confident Allah would give me and my family a better garden in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, let us do this. Ij'al ihdahuma lillah wal ukhra da'aha ma'ishatan laka wa li'iyalik. One you contribute on the name of Allah, and the other you keep back as a source of income for your wife, your children, and your progeny. He said, O Nabi of Allah, if that is what you say, I make you my witness, the better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. The better of the two gardens for Allah and the other one for myself. What did Nabi alayhi salam say? Then I give you my word, Jannat is for you, your wife, and your children. The Sahabi leaves Abu Dahda. He's truly blown away. And he comes to this garden. And his wife was resting in this garden. And the kids were playing, the birds were chirping. Wonderful ambiance, wonderful atmosphere. And he looks at his wife and he sings couplets to his wife. That Hadaki Rabbi Subul al-Rashadi ila sabili al-khayri was-sadadi baini min al-haiti bil-wadadi faqad mada qardan ila tanadi aqradtuhu Allah ala i'timadi bit-taw'i la mannu wal-irtidadi illa raja'a dha'fi fil mi'adi fartahili bin-nafsi wal-awladi wal-birru la shakka wal-birru la shakka fakhayru zadin qaddamahu al-mar'u ila al-ma'adi. What profound words, what amazing words. He looks at his wife and he said, oh my beloved wife, you know how fond and attached I am to this garden. I heard that Allah is asking for a loan. I have given this loan to the Almighty Allah. I have given this garden as a loan to the Almighty Allah. In lieu of this garden, Allah would give us a better garden than what He has given us in this world. You know, I always say this, you know, you come to the wife and you say, you know what, we're living in a beautiful home. My brother is living in a rented home. You know, how about us giving, you know, we've got a spare home. Let us give it to him. Hey, listen, that's for me and my kids. That's your brother's story, not for us. I mean, often it happens. So the wife, what does she say? So he says that in lieu of this garden, Allah would give us a better garden in Jannah. And he said the best legacy is that which we have invested in Akhirah. The wife looks at the husband and she responds with poetry. What did she say? Basharaka Allahu bi khayrin wa farajin mithluka adda ma ladayhi wa nasaha qad matta Allahu bihi ayali wa manaha bi ajwati sawda wa zahwi al balahi wal abdu yas'a wa lahu ma qad qadaha tulul layali wa alayhi majtaraha. She said, oh my husband, indeed I will stand guarantee on the day of Qiyamah. You have fulfilled the obligation of the wealth and the affluence that Allah has given us. You have given this garden over to Allah. I am optimistic and hopeful that in lieu of this garden, Allah would give us a better garden in Jannah. He tells the wife, whatever dates you have, throw it on the ground, step out of the garden. As this woman, the wife, she steps out of the garden, Abu Dahda embraces his wife. What an embrace it must have been. The Nabi of Allah looks at the scene, and what did he tell his companions? كم من دار لأبي الدحداء. Allah alone knows. Allah alone knows how many gardens, how many vineyards, how many palatial homes Abu Dahda and his family will enjoy in Jannah. So my brothers and my sisters, one avenue that Allah has given us is for us to give on the name of Allah, for us to contribute on the name of Allah. In fact, there's an amazing incident that comes to mind. If you open Bidayah wa Nihayah, there was a person in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. This person had an evil habit. Whenever a bird would lay an egg and a nestling would be born, this man would snatch the nestling in front of the mother. So this bird complains to Allah. فَشَكَ ذَلِكَ الطَّيْرُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مَا يَسْنَعُ الرَّجُلُ. This bird complains to Allah. Whenever I lay an egg and a little nestling is born, this man comes and mercilessly snatches the little one in front of my eyes. Allah inspires the birds that in huwa ad fasa uhlikuhu. If this man ever repeats that action again, I will destroy him instantly. Subsequently, a few months later, the bird lays an egg and two little nestlings were born. When this man got to know about it, asnada sulaman. He took his stepladder. When he was in that locality, one man came to him and he said, give me something, I am begging. What did he do? He took out a piece of bread, and he gave it to this man. He then continues, comes to this tree, climbs up the stepladder, and snatches the nestlings in front of the mother. These birds complain to Allah that, Ya Allah, you had promised us, if this man ever repeats that action again, you will destroy him instantly. Allah Ta'ala then tells the birds, don't you know, I will never harm nor punish any person who gives charity on that day. I would never harm nor punish any person who gives charity on the name of Allah. I'm no way suggesting that we go on committing wrongs and crimes and then to justify and exonerate ourselves, you know, we give charity on the name of Allah. What I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters, that these are avenues that we have that will pave our way to Jannah. That will pave our way to Jannah. In that same narration, it is written in Bidayah wa Nihayah, in Kanzul Ummal, that there was a person in the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam who had an evil habit that used to annoy people. So people come to Isa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam then says, you know what, tomorrow this man will be dead by the will of Allah. The next day they see this man is walking around. They come to Isa alayhi salam and they say, perhaps your curse fell on someone else. So Isa alayhi salam said, call the man. As he appears before Isa alayhi salam, he was holding something in his hand. Isa alayhi salam told him, open it up. As he opens it, it was a bundle of wood. He said, open the bundle of wood. As he opens it up, فَإِذَا فِيهَا حَيَّةٌ سَوْدَى. There was a venomous snake inside. Isa alayhi salam said, on my command, the snake was ordered to poison you. But it's some action that you had done that has averted my curse from you. So he says, you know what? I've done absolutely nothing. Isa alayhi salam said, think carefully, what have you done? He said, yes. Yesterday I was walking on the road. A man came to me. He asked me for something. I gave him one dirham. One dirham. Isa alayhi salam said, biha dufi'a ank. Because of the one dirham you had given to that man, you have averted the curse of the Nabi of Allah from you. What I'm saying, my brothers and my sisters, when you do good to someone, wallahi, it enriches your own life. You know, Abdullah bin Mubarak, it's a famous incident. You know, he had a non-Muslim neighbor. So he puts the house on the market and he asks for an exorbitant price. So somebody told him that's the market value. You know, how are you expecting to fetch that price? He says, no, no. He said, one is the market value, but the person who moves into my home will have the privilege of being the neighbor of Abdullah bin Mubarak. When Abdullah bin Mubarak heard this, he was blown away. he comes to his neighbor and he said, you know what? I'm blown away with your kind sentiment and thought of me. How about me inviting you to Islam? What did he say? He says, the day you move next door, that was the day I saw your character. That was the day I became a Muslim. The day you move next door, I saw your mannerism, your etiquette, and your character. That was the day I became a Muslim. You know, Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grandson of the Nabi of Allah, one day he walks into a garden. He walks into a garden and he sees there is a slave, you know, sitting on the floor, and next to him is a dog. My message to you is, when you do good to someone, you will see the benefits not only in Akhirah, but you will see the benefits in this world. If you cannot compliment, do not condemn. If you cannot become an ambassador, do not become an obstacle. This man is sitting, and next to him is a dog. This man takes a slice of bread, and he breaks it in two. He gives half to the dog, and he eats the other half. Hassan radiallahu anhu was moved, the grandson of the Nabi of Allah. So he looks at this man, and he said, you were hungry. What prompted you, what motivated you to share the slice of bread with an animal? So he says, istahad aynaya min aynayhi an ughabinahu. He says, I had literally seen hunger in the eyes of this dog. I could not, for the sake of me, eat the slice of bread alone, knowing that there is another creation of Allah that is going hungry. Hassan radiallahu anhu, what he does, he asks this man, that tell me, who is your master? He said, Abban bin Usman. Who does this garden belong to? He said, it belongs to my master. So Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he searches for this man, Aina Abban bin Usman. Eventually he finds him. Long story short, he said, is that your garden? Yes. Does that slave belong to you? Yes. How much do you want for both the slave and the garden? He said, I want an X amount. Hassan radiallahu anhu gives him the money. And he comes back and he tells the slave, because of one act of nobility that you had displayed, I was so impressed by that, I liberated you from your master. I purchased you from your master. You're now a free man. I bought this garden from your master. I now gift it to you. Feeding a dog a slice of bread. And this is what the Nabi of Allah teaches us. You know, amongst the many attributes that Allah had endowed and blessed the Nabi of Allah with, was he was Jawami'ul Kalim. The Nabi of Allah's speech was concise, but it was voluminous. So one day the Nabi of Allah, you know, somebody has to ask you and I, often it happens, you know, you find man calls, Molana, this man is sitting in my office. He starts asking me something about Islam. I don't want to tell him the wrong thing. So we don't know where to start, where to end. We start mumbling, we start fumbling. When it comes to things of dunya, you can give a long bayan. When it comes to Allah, knowledge is finished. So the Nabi of Allah, in two words, he was asked, what is the definition of Islam? What did he say? Ad-deenu an-nasiha. In other words, Islam means to desire good. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, could you perhaps elucidate, elaborate? Desiring good for who? Nabi alayhi salam said, Lillahi wa li rasuli wa li kitabi wa li a'immatil muslimina wa ammatihim. To desire good for Allah, to desire good for the apostles of Allah, to desire good for the leaders of the Muslim ummah, and to desire good for the general masses. This in essence summarizes deen. This is a fundamental ingredient of our iman. This is an important component of our faith, that you and I become the benefactors of society, add value to someone's life, as we had seen these young lads reciting Quran in the most amazing way. May Allah make them ambassadors of this beautiful deen. You know, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, it was his noble habit that he used to walk around the streets of Medina, you know, in the nights, in late night in Medina. One day he's walking and he sees there's a family that is stranded in the outskirts of Medina. He called one of his servants and he said, make arrangements for them, you know, for the night. The next morning, Umar radiallahu anhu arda, you know, visits this family. And he sees the children smiling. The family are elated and all happy. And Umar becomes so elated. So one of his servants asked him, Umar, why are you so happy? He said, why should I not smile? Why should I not be elated when on Qiyamah's day, Allah will question me as to how I had welcomed this family into the city of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What I'm saying, my brothers, leave behind a legacy of positivity that people will remember you for the good that you had done. People will remember you for the good that you had done. We have seen scholars and ulama, they had become more popular after they left this world than whilst they were alive. You know, one day the Nabi of Allah is sitting with Jibreel in the form of Dihya Kalbi. And Abu Zarr, the great Sahabi, happens to walk by, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Jibreel tells the Nabi of Allah, لو سلم علينا لرددنا عليه. If Abu Zarr had greeted me, I would have responded to his greeting. So Nabi alayhi salam said, Jibreel, do you know my Sahaba by their names? He said, what can I tell you? Abu Zarr is more famous in the heavens than on the earth. Abu Zarr is more famous in the heavens than on the earth. Leave behind a legacy of positivity. My message is, my brothers, this is an opportunity, and sisters, dig deep into our pockets. Support this organization, the amazing work that is taking place. Wallahi, I had the good fortune of visiting Madrasa Ziya ul Badr for, you know, for the past so many years, and I've seen Qari Musa and his team take this institution with the grace of Allah, you know, from strength to strength. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala crown the effort with acceptance. Allah grant us all the tawfiq and the ability that when we leave this world, we leave behind a legacy that people will remember us for the good that we had done, you know, whilst we are alive. I've seen this with my own eyes. You know, scholars and ulama, you know, who have left this world, the day they close their eyes, each and every one of us, like they say in English, and let me leave you with these words. What do they say in English? Not everyone can do great things. Not everyone can do great things. But each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. Not everyone can do great things. But each and every one of us can do simple things in a great way. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. There's so much more we could have shared with you. Allah grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we imbibe, we infuse, and we internalize these amazing advices of Quran and Sunnah. And I would just like to take this opportunity of thanking Qari Musa Siddad for inviting me to be part of this momentous occasion. And as we have seen, Vision 2025. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Let us realize this vision before the year 2025. So the bare minimum that we can do, like I said in the beginning, my opening words were, dig deep into your pockets. The good news is we have the funds. The bad news is the money is still in your pockets. But the bare minimum that we can do, pick up our hands and make dua for this institution and every institution in our country and globally. May Allah grant us the tawfiq. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.